Public Information Officer and Public Information Officer for the Sublette County COVID Response Group. The Sublette County COVID-19 Response Group would like to provide an update on our first positive COVID-19 case in Sublette County. This morning, Sublette County Public Health was notified by the Wyoming Department of Health Lab of our first positive case in Sublette County. We understand this could be a concerning for our residents, but there's no reason to panic. We would like to continue to stress the importance of social distancing and staying at home if you can. This positive case just makes it that much more important for citizens to follow these guidelines as we move forward. The first COVID-19 positive case identified in Sublette County is a 59-year-old female in the Pinedale area. She was appropriately tested based on clinical symptoms such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, and other potential exposure risks. The client has been self-isolating as instructed since she became symptomatic and was tested. Wyoming Department of Health and state epidemiologists are working to continue following up with the patient to learn more about the patient's exposure risk and to identify and communicate with anyone who may have had close contact with the patient. Known contacts will be monitored for symptoms and tested if needed. This just serves as a reminder again that we need to follow the state orders issued by Wyoming Department of Health State Officer Dr. Alexia Harris. Please be diligent in following these guidelines from the state and CDC to help us reduce the risk to Sublette County residents and help flatten the curve. A reminder, social distancing strategies. Avoid gatherings and cancel events of more than 10 people. Increase physical space between yourself and others of 6 feet or more if you can. Avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, food courts, and use drive-through and curbside delivery as optional. Bars have already been closed per the order, so there's many restaurants that still provide curbside and delivery services, so please use those. Work from home whenever possible and stagger schedules to reduce your risk. If you are a person with serious underlying health condition like diabetes, heart disease, or chronic lung disease, stay at home and stay away from others. Steps you can take to protect others if you're home or feel ill. If you just feel ill, please stay home, except to get medical care as needed and directed by a provider. Keep your children home if they are sick. Do not send them to school or daycare since those are closed as well. If someone in your household is tested positive for coronavirus, keep the entire household at home. Instructions will be given to you by public health and your medical provider. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit the nursing homes or retirement long care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Practice good hygiene. Washing your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Wash those hands for 20 seconds and lather them well. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow if you can. Disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible to minimize your risk. We also want to add, per HIPAA regulations, we cannot share the identity of this patient and would ask the public to be understanding and ask themselves if they were the person tested positive, would you want others to know your identity? The state epidemiologist is working on tracking back possible contacts and will contact those people accordingly. So again, we are asking the community to help us in practicing these measures to protect themselves and other community members. We'll get through this as a county together, and we will update you when we have more information. Now that we are live, I'm going to look up for a couple questions. We don't have a lot of time, but I can try to answer a couple. I don't see any questions. I'll give it a couple more minutes. We just want to emphasize that social distancing. The essential businesses like Ridley's, Bernie's, the grocery stores are still open. Just distance yourself when you're in those stores and protect yourself as best you can. And if you can stay home, just be stocked and stay home. That's the best thing we can do to help curb this right now. I'm not seeing a lot more questions come up. So we will keep you updated as we have updates as we continue forward. And we appreciate your patience and thank you for tuning in.